Well, now they'll meet at midfield. We'll see what we got going here, Randy. 24-24 is our score. How about that? We are going into overtime at Mustang Field. First round of the playoffs. Wimberley again comes into the ballgame 9-0, ranked second in the state. Taylor finishes third in its district, 3-7 overall. And certainly this is a game that you can use as the definition of, hey, the records don't count. And now Nelms and Cobia are going to go to midfield and do the coin toss and go over all the overtime rules here at Mustang Field. And it's a bit like baseball, Randy. Both of these teams will have a chance at the football, and it's a bit like the top of the inning and the bottom of the inning. Ideally, you want to go last because you want to know what you need to do to win the football game.
That's right, because if you can hold them, hold them to no score on your end, then a simple field goal wins it on your end.
Right.
But then there's some strategy involved, too, that if you do make a touchdown and kick the extra point, then it goes back to the other end. And
that's exactly right.
Make a touchdown, and do you go for two or kick the extra point?
And that's exactly what the thought will be. Hey, if you're listening and enjoying this game, and I know you are, please show your financial support. We rely 100% on donations from listeners and businesses to make this broadcast possible. If you are a business owner and would like to have your business associated with our broadcast, be sure and call our office at 965-9969. Also, if you are an individual listening to this game and would like to make a contribution, please also call 965-9969. And we will wait and see. The teams will move from the right to the left. And we'll await and see the coin toss and see who gets the ball first here.
Well, they had a huddle out there with the head coaches out in the center of the field, and I thought they were flipping the coin in, although we couldn't quite see.
Yeah, they did. They indicated something. And so we will see which team gets the ball first and which team gets it last here in this overtime period. Weldon Nelms fairly animated as he talks to his team on this near sideline. Wimberley fans are on their feet now. They're not going to sit down the rest of this game, I've got a feeling.
Yeah, you know, again, the Texans didn't have an answer for the run in the first half, and in the second half they seem to have been improved, if you will, although a couple of big plays really hurt them. And again, I go back to that long pass there on that last possession of the Ducks.
Yeah, that's what got them down there. And fortunately for Wimberley, the Texans will get the football last. So Texans on defense to start this overtime, Randy, and it'll be Taylor Duck football at the Wimberley 25-yard line. First down and 10. Snyder will turn and give it to McIntyre off right tackle. He gets about 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, misdirection. The fullback, if you will, dives over to the left, and the running back does a crossing route over the right side, kind of over the right tackle. Good defense by the Texans to stop him for 2 yards.
Ball at the 22-yard line now, and in overtime, obviously, it's four downs. You get it first and 10 on the 25, and then work your way down. Second down and 7. The give is up the middle, and that looks like it was Wiggins. And not much running room there. He got a couple of yards, but that's it, down to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, lead dive over the left side. Good defense again by the Texans to bottle him up. He's only going to pick up a yard. Third down and 7.
Third down and 7. Got to get to the 15-yard line to get the first down. Wiggins with only 20 yards rushing in the second half, so Wimberley has done a much better job in the second half against Wiggins than in the first. Back to throw is Snyder. Looking right, throwing out right. Caught. First down. Right at the 15-yard line. They're going to spot it. And, this will be a first down because they're putting it right there on the 15-yard line. That looks like McIntyre out there.
Yeah, McIntyre. They had him split out over there as a wide receiver. Texas playing zone defense, and he just ran straight up the field. Had a big cushion turnaround, and there was the ball. Enough for a first down.
And now they're going to spot it at the 14-yard line. They're having some odd spots here tonight. First down and 10 now for the Ducks. Left side, a lot of running room, but the running room runs out. Scott is tackled for a loss of one back to the 15-yard line.
Boy, a great play. Reed Jones came up there. He looked like, at first, it looked like he had a lot of room to go around that left side. And
yeah,
from that free safety position, Reed Jones came up fast and was able to tackle him down around the ankles.
Second down and 10 now from the 15-yard line. Snyder under center. Back to throw, looking over the middle, throwing over the middle, caught it in touchdown. He hit his receiver. That was Franco over the middle for a touchdown. Wow, now it's 30-24, pending the extra point. 15-yard touchdown.
Again, they line up with their double tight end set, had two running backs in the backfield, and they sent three receivers just straight up the field. And McIntyre right at the end zone turned around and caught the ball.
Here's Tellez now with the extra point. The hold is down and the kick is up. And it is good. So the Ducks strike first in this overtime period. They lead it 31-24. Wimberly has to score a touchdown and kick the extra point to tie it. And that was McIntyre on the 15-yard run. I thought that was Franco on the catch over the middle there. It was 15 yards. And they've run that play two or three times here tonight and had good success with it, Randy. And now the pressure's on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wimberly gets it at the 25-yard line, first and 10.
And they're going to get it on the same end of the field as where the Mustangs ran the ball. They don't switch ends. And, 25 yards just to tie it back up.
Or, I guess, theoretically, if you're really living dangerously, you could score a touchdown and go for two and go ahead and win it. But that's in the future. Here's Lambert now. Shotgun formation. He'll give it to Trinity Wilson. Wilson, right side. He's brought down after a gain of two, possibly three, down to the 22-yard line. Something else, Randy, here. You turn the football over, the ball game is over.
Boy, that's absolutely right. Tough running that time by Wilson, trying to find some room, as he's done so many times around that right side, running off tackle.
They're only
giving
you're
right,
a couple
though.
Yards.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it makes you probably second guess whether you want to throw the ball or not, because if it's intercepted, that's it. That's the game.
That is it. Ball at the 23 now. Second down and 8 for Wimberly. Trailing it 31-24 in overtime. Texans have to score a touchdown to tie it. Here's the snap. Fakes it to Wilson. Lambert's got running room, though. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brady Lambert, but
flag on the play.
Laying there at the 22-yard line. Lambert knows it's probably against the Texans. And, this one is going to come back. 23 yards on the touchdown run by Lambert. And it's going to be a holding call, I believe. That was the indication. Yeah, holding, so they're going to back it up here, Randy. It'll be second down now and long for the Texans.
Wow, boy, they sure don't need that.
And Lambert's kind of gimpy as he comes back to the huddle. He looks like he's limping a little bit. See where they spot the ball. It was a spot foul, so they're going to spot it way back at the 32-yard line. It'll be second down now and 17.
Boy, and those Ducks are pumped up right now, and you can hear their fans hollering all the way from the other side of the field.
Oh, yeah, they can sense it now. Let's see what the Texans can do to answer. Second down and 17. Lambert from the shotgun. Takes the snap. Rolling right. He's going to throw it. Flips it out. Right side complete to the 30. Trinity Wilson to the 25, to the 20. Still on his feet. And down to the 16-yard line as Trinity Wilson picked up 15, Randy.
Yeah.
It'll be third and two now. Big, big play.
Big, big play. Nice job, Lambert. David Carrillo out there in the backfield gave him a little bit of time. Nice block by Carrillo to give Lambert some time to make that pass to Wilson.
See where they spot this now. It'll be at the 17. They've got to get to the 15 for the first down. So it'll be third down and two now for the Texans. Again, Texans trailing it 31-24. Have to score a touchdown in this overtime period to keep the game alive. Taylor ahead of Wimberley, 31-24. I formation. Lambert turns, gives it to Dennis Smith, powers his way forward. First down and more to the 10 and down to the 9-yard line is Dennis Smith.
Why, he wasn't going. You knew when he got that ball that he wasn't going to be denied that 2 or 3 yards to pick up that first down.
And they put it at about the 9.5-yard line, so it's going to be first down and goal now for Wimberley. Smith stays in the game. Trinity Wilson comes off as the Texans look to the sideline to get the call now. Play clock is at 20, so plenty of time left. Again, Texans have to score a touchdown and cannot turn the ball over. Lambert from the shotgun at the 9-yard line of Taylor. Takes the snap, gives it to Smith up the middle, and the ball comes loose. The ball comes loose, and they're saying that he's down at the 7-yard line. Goodness. You talk about dangerous now, Randy, as we mentioned. You turn it over here, and that's the ball game. He gets it to the 7, though.
Yeah, I saw when he went across the line of scrimmage, he had his arm way out there with the ball at the end of his paw.
Well, and you know, the heart went into the throat of Weldon Nelms when he saw that ball rolling on the ground there. Second down and goal now from the 6-yard line. Wimberley fans on their feet on this near sideline. And you can understand, trailing 31-24. Colby Kelly and Wilson in the backfield. Shotgun, give to Wilson. Looking left side, he's in trouble at the 10. Spin move, though, and he gets down to the 7-yard line. And no more. It'll be third down and goal now from the 7.
Yeah, I don't know that he picked up any yardage on that carry, but that was an impressive run. He should have been tackled for about a 6-yard loss, and he was able to stiff arm and spin his way out of two would-be tacklers.
And they're going to put it right at the 8-yard line. It'll be third down and goal, Randy. Third and goal from the 8. Wimberley trying to keep its season alive, trailing the Taylor Ducks 31-24. Lambert in the shotgun formation.
But the Ducks are going to use one of their timeouts here.
Yeah. The Ducks have called their timeout. And now Wimberley will come over and talk things over to Weldon Nelms. What do you think, Randy? Woo! What do you think of this one?
We're getting our money's worth tonight, aren't we?
We are getting our money's worth. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, with 8 yards to go, surely their objective is to get half of that on this one play. Two snaps of the ball to get it into the end zone.
Of course, it wouldn't hurt Weldon Nelms' feelings if he got all 8 on this one play.
Absolutely
either,
not.
What a game. Taylor trailed Wimberley 17-14 at halftime. Neither team scored in the third quarter. Wimberley took the 24. Wimberley took the lead there late in the game, but Taylor was able to come back and tie it and send it into overtime. Third down and 8 now for Lambert in the shotgun formation. Kelly and Wilson next to him in the backfield. Got to score a touchdown here in the next couple of plays. Takes the snap. Back to throw. Rolling right. Rolling pressure. Throws it in the end zone. He's got a receiver. They scored. It's a touchdown for Wimberley. Hunter Burchell over there in the corner of the end zone catches it. And now Tano Avila will have to make this extra point to send us into a second overtime. Wow.
The Ducks that time, they brought 8 people. They were lined up in that 33 stack again, and they brought 6 guys up the middle and the 2 defensive end. Good job by Lambert to get that ball off, and what a nice catch in the end zone.
Here's Avila. Got to have it to keep Wimberley's season alive. The kick is up, and the kick is good, and we're going into double overtime. How do you feel about double overtime, Randy?
Well, if you thought you were getting your money's worth a while ago.
How about that? Wimberley on third down and goal from the 9-yard line. And now they, Taylor Ducks, have an injured player. And let's take this opportunity to take a break. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for KDRP Sports comes from Roger Beasley Hyundai and the Hyundai Hope on Wheels, helping kids fight cancer through Hyundai Motors and the united effort of over 800 Hyundai dealers. More information at Roger Beasley Hyundai on I-35 exit 210 between Kyle and San Marcos, or on the web at beasleyhyundai.com. This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com.
Back at Mustang Field, Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. We are about to play in the second overtime period from Mustang Field in Marble Falls. The Texans have just scored the tying touchdown to answer the Taylor Ducks. First round playoff game. Taylor and Wimberley, and now they're just going to flip the order, I believe, here, Randy. I think Wimberley will get the football first here in this second overtime. And, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. Obviously, you want the ball second in order to know what you have to do to win and or to keep the game going. But there's also a second mindset that you'd have. If you score a touchdown, you certainly put pressure on the other guys on the other side of the field if you have the ball first.
Absolutely, and also just the momentum. I mean, I would think it's fair to say right now that Wimberley just made a statement, made a touchdown. Keep a little bit of that momentum going. Keep the focus going. See if they can't punch it here into the end zone.
So Texans have it, first down and 10 on the 25-yard line going in. Second overtime period. Great having you along on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP. Here's Lambert. It's going to roll right. Good protection. Throws it out in the right flat. It's caught by Nick Alana down to the 19-yard line, a pickup of 6.
Yeah, a little out route that time from Alana. Boy, he's had a fantastic night tonight on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he's caught the ball a lot, and normally he doesn't have a lot of receptions, but tonight he's got a handful of receptions from Lambert.
Has had some really key stops on the defensive side of the ball from his linebacker position as well.
Second down and 4 now at the 19-yard line. Lambert under center, directly under center with an I formation behind him. Turns and will give it to Trinity Wilson. Right side's got some running room, and he's got the first down. Inside the 15-yard line, down to the 14 is Trinity Wilson. It'll be first down.
That's something I don't know that we've seen very much of. Dennis Smith that time playing the role of fullback, and Trinity Wilson behind him. Lead dive over the right side. Dennis Smith makes a nice block that time. Trinity Wilson popped it outside. It gets enough for the first down.
First down at the 14-yard line. First down and 10 for Wimberley. We're in the second overtime. Wimberley and Taylor tied at 31. Lambert the shotgun. Burchell in motion toward us. Here's Lambert. He's going to carry it himself after faking a handoff. He's got the 10, jumps over a defender to the 5, and trying to stretch into that end zone is Brady Lambert. He gets it down to about the 3-yard line. That was a nice effort by Brady. I believe he's going to have a first down.
It always makes me afraid when I see him run down there, because several times this season, whenever that second and third effort kicks in,
the
especially
ball
right down
out.
There, yeah, right down there, he has a propensity around the 3-yard line to whenever he's going for that extra effort to put the ball on the turf. So, great job. You know, last time they ran that play was when he scored and they got called back on that penalty call, and they ran it to the right side that time. And again, Lambert's a great runner and almost got it into the end zone.
They're going to put it at the 4-yard line. First down now and goal for Wimberley. I formation behind Lambert. Smith is dotting the I. He'll get the ball and he will score. Dennis Smith with a touchdown. So Wimberley starts this second overtime period with a touchdown to put the pressure squarely back on the Ducks.
Yeah, very nice done. Dennis Smith, again, 2 steps, and looks like he's going full speed. Rode through that line of scrimmage and walked right into the end zone. Like I said, it looks like the Texans have a little bit of momentum here, Mike. Kind of have the Ducks reeling, at least on defense.
Yeah, Smith was able to run that off tackle, and that was just a power run right up the middle. Huge extra point here now by Avila. Snap and hold and kick is good. And so the Texans now lead it 38-31, and now the Taylor Ducks must answer with a touchdown and an extra point, or this game will be over.
The Texans defense has been stellar all year long. And, boy, here's their opportunity right now, to 25 yards out, for them to step up and show what they're made of.
No doubt about it. And Taylor obviously will get the ball at the 25-yard line. And they will use all four of their downs to get the first down if need be here, Randy.
Boy, the crowd on both sides on their feet cheering their teams along. Well, an exciting game.
Yeah, it's been an exciting game and an exhausting game. Jeez, I feel like I've played in this ball game, losing my voice. Good grief, what an exciting game. First round playoff game. And now the Ducks come to the line of scrimmage. Snyder, the quarterback, he's going to give it up the middle, and that's...
Yeah, it was Wiggins.
Wiggins right up the middle. A pretty good gain of about five down to the 20-yard line. Wiggins now with 170 yards on the ground unofficially tonight for the Ducks.
Yeah, we've seen them run that play again and again. It almost looks like an option play. They hand it off again. I've never seen them actually option it. They send two running backs over to the right side with the quarterback, and they hand it off to the up back over the right side of the center.
Second down and five. Pitch right. It's Wiggins to get outside. He's got a blocker. 15, first down, down to the 10-yard line is Emmett Wiggins.
Yeah, flag came in kind of late, but, boy, there was a bad hold over there on the right side of the offensive line.
Well, let's see if that's what the call is here, Randy, and obviously that would be a big setback for the Ducks' offense, and certainly a good thing if you're a Wimberley Texans fan. Yeah, holding against the Taylor Ducks.
It looked like he almost took his jersey off. I could see it from
up
here.
It was that obvious?
Yeah, it was. Spun the defender all the way around.
So they're going to spot this ball way back at the 30-yard line. It'll be second down and 15. They have to get to the 15 to keep the drive alive and keep the game alive. 38-31. Wimberley leads it in the second overtime. Taylor trying to answer. Snyder back to throw. Scrambling. Oh. He's going to run loose. Flip it over the middle. Caught down to the 12-yard line. That's Mikey McIntyre, who makes the catch for a first down at the 12-yard line. And now McIntyre is down and rolling around a little bit. After making the catch, he took a big hit. That's for sure.
And again, the secondary for the Texans are playing pretty loose. Looks like they're playing a zone coverage, and they were backpedaling. Big cushion on the receiver, and once he got about 6 yards out, he was able to turn around and wide open.
17-yard gain now. McIntyre able to make the catch, and then he took the big hit. And again, we're in the second overtime here in Marble Falls. KDRP LPFM, Dripping Springs, Texas, at 103.1 FM, and K261 DW Henley and the Texas Hill Country at 100.1 FM, broadcasting free and live worldwide at kdrplive.org and on wimberleyradio.com. Certainly want to thank a few of our annual sponsors for playoffs here tonight. Wizenut and Lyle Water Services, Belterra, Texas. The Marbridge Foundation, Roger Beasley Hyundai, Saxit Gun Show, Garrow's Taco Bar, Longhorn Health Solutions, Daniel Stone and Landscaping, Mike Cobble, a Premier Residential Mortgage, and Jeff Kaufman and the Jeff Kaufman Group. First down and 10 for the Taylor Ducks at the 13-yard line. Snyder brings him to the line of scrimmage. He's got Wiggins behind him, directly behind him. Snyder now will turn, and he'll give it a right side. That's Franco, who's able to get a couple of yards down to the 11-yard line.
This is about where they were at last time, whenever they sent the four receivers, or maybe three receivers, the two tight ends and one of the running backs, straight down the field, and it's confused the Texans secondary. Wouldn't be surprised to see them try that again.
Spotted at the 11-yard line. Well, actually, call it the 12-yard line. Yeah, that little quick-hitting pass play over the middle. Second down and 8 now. And it's going to be Scott with the ball up the middle. A lot of traffic. He's able to get it down to about the 8-yard line, though, and it'll be third down now and 5. How big is this play now?
Yeah. Again, you just the Texas defense, we've gotten so used to it all year where they've made these big stands, especially stopping the run. So see what they can get going here. They certainly got their backs up against the wall again.
Ball at the 8-yard line. Got to get inside the 4 to get the first down, close to the 3-yard line. So 3rd down and 5 now for Taylor. Ducks have to score to keep this game going. We are in the second overtime. Back to throw. Nope, the give is to Scott. Up the middle, he's got the 5. He's got the first down, Randy. Down to the 3-yard line is Scott, Ronald Scott.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to give it to him or not. It's awfully close. Let's see where they give him the spot.
Yeah, you're right. They're spotting this at the 4-yard line. Wow, I thought he got down there close to the 3, but maybe not. 4-yard line is where they're going to put it. 4th down and 1. Taylor has to gain a yard to stay alive in the playoffs. Wimberly has to hold the Ducks here on 4th and 1. And that'll be your ball game if they can hold them. And now Taylor's going to call a timeout and talk it over a little bit and stretch out this drama a little bit more, Randy.
Yeah, you could tell. I think this was planned all the way. They got up to the line of scrimmage, and I don't even know if they had a play. They seemed a little spread out. You'd like to think the Texans are going to bring the house here. That time the Ducks had a wide receiver split out to this side, and they've certainly had success throwing it over here on this side. So see what the Texans can do.
Well, and you know, if you're betting, man, obviously you think that Wiggins, number 21, is probably going to get the football here, but you also, if you're on the defensive side, you certainly don't want to move early. You want to watch that ball, but at the same time, you need to get a good jump at the snap on 4th down and 1. So a lot of variables here. But
yeah, you like to think they're going to try to plug every hole there on that offensive front.
Again, Wimberly leads it 38-31. We're in the second overtime here at Marble Fall. Ducks have to score a touchdown, have to gain this 1 yard in order to keep its season alive. 4th down and 1. Ball at the Wimberly 4-yard line. Texans trying to hold on here in Marble Falls. Fans on their feet. Snyder brings them to the line of scrimmage. He's got Wiggins behind him. Back to throw. He's going to give it to Wiggins. Flag on the play, though, and it's going to be procedure against Marble Falls. What about that? Wow.
What a huge penalty against the Ducks. You know, I thought the Texans had jumped because I saw one of the looks like the left tackle for the Texans had moved, but he must have been responding to the movement there of the Ducks.
So now the ball is back to the 9-yard line. It'll be 4th down and 5 now for the Ducks. The Ducks have already used its one allotted timeout in this overtime period. Second overtime. Ducks have to get it to the 4-yard line to keep the game going, Randy.
That's kind of tongue-tied.
That's a pretty
how
big.
About this?
That's a huge penalty. Here we go now. Snyder, back to throw. Quarterback draw. Can he get there? No! Wimberly has stopped
That's the
him.
Game.
The
wow.
ball game is over, and Wimberly has won it. 38-31. Double overtime.
Great play calling by the Ducks because we haven't seen that play all night. And, again, they've been so successful against the run. All the focus was on the run. He rolled out to the left like he was going to throw it here, like they've had success again over here on the left side. Tucked it up and down the field. He didn't make it but a couple yards.
And you talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. You got it here tonight, Randy. Look out there at those Ducks. Those guys are devastated over there. They played their hearts out. Wimberly, jubilant, thrilled to have escaped with this 38-31 victory.
Nothing at all I would have ever imagined that it would have ever gotten to a double overtime victory. Hats off to the Taylor Ducks. What a fine offensive performance they put on tonight.
Well, stay with us, folks. We'll come back with our post-game show. We need to take a breath or two here, Randy. Let's take a break. You are listening to Wimberly Texans Football on WimberlyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.